Welcome to the Wealthy Speaker Podcast, a show that offers you tips and strategies to help speakers build the business of their dreams. Now here's your host, 30-year industry veteran and business coach, Jane Atkinson.
Hey everyone, Jane Atkinson here. Hey, I wanted to give you a little summertime update from over here at the Wealthy Speaker School. We are going to be hitting the pause button for the month of July on our social media, on our podcasts. And so I wanted to give you a heads up so that you weren't wondering next Thursday, hey, where's the Wealthy Speaker podcast? We're doing a pause and reflect. And what that looks like is let's look at everything that we're doing and decide and commit to it again. Now, I will say that the podcast is very near and dear to my heart, so it's not necessarily on the chopping block, but we are going to take a look at everything and just see whether or not this is the most effective way for us to communicate with our listeners, with our students, etc. So I just wanted to give you the heads up on that to watch out for us coming back hotter than ever on August 1st. We'll see you soon, Wealthy Speakers. Hey, welcome everyone to the Wealthy Speaker Podcast. I'm here with my amazing colleague, Jen McDonough. Welcome, Jen.
Thanks, Jane and crew. It is fun to be spending time with you guys.
Jen is the leader of our Emerging Speaker Program at the Wealthy Speaker School. Now, today, we're going to talk about finding your TOM, finding your formula. And you might be like, what the heck is she talking about? I'll explain shortly what finding your TOM means. But I want to just say something right out of the top. I listened back to a podcast that I did a few weeks ago, and I have noticed a big difference in my life since going on a news cleanse. Every day, it's inflation, interest rates, stock market, and if you're looking at your stocks right now, ouch, wars, pandemics, monkeypox, I mean, my goodness. Okay, so what I wanted to say was, if you find yourself feeling more and more anxious, you might consider like a change like I'm doing, because I have to tell you, having listened back to the one I had just come back from donating blood, and the war was on the TV the whole time I was donating the blood. And so it was really top of mind and I was really amped up about it. I just wanted to say that going on, I think I'm on about my week two now and I feel a lot better. Now, Jen, I just want to tell a story a little bit about you. Jen and her family bought what they thought was going to be their vacation property, their very first vacation property, which in and of itself is so exciting and so cool and shows how far you've come from the beginning of your Wealthy Speaker journey with us 10 years ago. But then you decided you were going to move in there because it was such a cool log cabin out in the middle of the woods. And so, Jen, you have had layers of stress upon stress upon stress upon stress. Talk about how you manage your First of all, talk about how you manage your time and your stress.
Oh, good question, Jane. I kind of feel like, you know, as speakers, sometimes it's hardest to practice what we preach. And that's why we're so good at what we do, is because we need the most help in it. And so really learning how to be resilient and bring down some of the stress has been very top of mind for me. Yes. And had so much going with selling two houses. We've not only sold them, but then we bought our new place, doing the financing, doing the whole renovations. At one point, Gina, I was working with 11 contractors, and Bob and I were living in two separate places. One was up at the new place, one was at the old place, and plus running my business. And it was literally one of the busiest times for business-wise that I've had. And so managing all that has been, I can really feel the toll at this point. Yes. It's a couple of weeks after. We've been in the house for 3 weeks, and I can really feel things kind of settling in. And for me, it really is practicing totally what I preach, which is my formula of mission, mindset, and margin. And right now, I'm in the margin building phases. of really building back the self-care, really building back the margins within the relationships, and really taking time to breathe. Like, it has been so hard to stop. Like,
watched you go through it all, you know, layer after layer. Renovate one house, sell one house. Renovate house number two, because your mother moved in with you. Sell house number two right before the interest rates go up. Then it's get into new house, renovate new house. And I was watching you all the way along going through it and thinking, wow, she's really handling this well. And I think what you're trying to do now is kind of find your new routines and your new place. And you just told me before we started that not having your Wi-Fi dish up on the roof is driving you. Like, it's the smallest things that will teeter you right off the edge. And so you're very aware of that, Jen. And I do have to say, we teach a lot about mindset at the Wealthy Speakers School. And you really practice what you preach in terms of a resilient mindset. And you've always been a glass half full person. And I just really, really admire that about you. And I wanted to tell you that.
I have to tell you something funny, though. This is in all honesty between you and I and the thousands that are listening.
Yeah.
My husband, about a week after we moved in, said, listen, Jen, we've been family's been operating at about a 4. Like, you've been leading this whole thing. He said, you've been at an 11. And he said, right now, I think you're at a 10. And he goes, we need to bring you back down to a 4. And it was like, ooh, it was funny, but it was a big thing for me to go, oh, that is a total self-awareness, because I feel like I'm at a 3. Yes. So I guess we need to bring it down a little bit more. So yeah. I'm at a 7.3 last I heard. So it's coming.
Now, when you're saying this number, what does that number actually mean? It's like the number that you're operating at, like how effective you are. Talk a little bit about what that number means.
Yeah, that is the get it done mode. Like, I will run anyone over in my path to get it done. Like, it's going to get done, and it's going to get done well. So it's at that high speed, do it, get it done pace. But in the interim, sometimes what happens is those relationships get a little run over, and
we
tend to margins in our life tend to get really slim. So for me, the self-care piece gets a little slimmer. Yeah. The relationships get a little slimmer. There's never going to be 100% balance between anything we do, but having that margin and saying, listen, I need some grace and mercy in this area for a little bit of time. And it's been great, but now we need to build that grace and mercy back up.
Well, that is actually a really good segue, because sometimes we are in this like action taking mode. When you are kind of in this action taking mode, one of the things that we want to make sure is that it's all leading back to one strategy. And so I wanted to share with you all that when I was first entering into this speaking industry, me, a fresh 25 years old, I'm 58 now, so this just feels so weird. I'm getting into the industry. I'm working for a speaker named Betska, and she is a great leader to me. She really helps mentor me. And we are learning the business literally together. Okay, so she's just left her big job at 3M. She wrote a book, and now she's launching her motivational speaking business. That's what we called it back then. And we didn't kind of know what we were doing. So I go to my first NSA event, and oh boy, Jen. So this is the National Speakers Association in Canada. We have the Canadian Association of Professional Speakers. I go to my very first convention, big convention. Back then, there might have been like 2,500 people. I don't know, maybe even 3,500. I don't remember. But it was like, the saying is trying to take a sip of water from a fire hose. Okay. Like, you are just blasted. And I get to see like Larry Winget sharing all of the insides of his business. And here's what it all, back then at NSA, it was just really talented speakers sharing all their secrets with each other, which is quite amazing in an industry of itself. So I sat at the feed and I learned, but I didn't have a strategy to pull it all together until I met Tom Winninger. That's why this podcast is dedicated to Tom Winninger. He actually passed away in 2021, I believe it was. And I sat basically at the foot of this master in a live session. I got to know who Tom was and I took some of his strategy home. But then we invested all in on this idea. He had these series of, back then there were cassettes, like a 6 or 8 or 12 set cassette series in a book. And it was called Book at 1, Book at 2. I don't know if there was ever a Book at 3. But I listened to those tapes and followed that strategy to a T. And so last week on the podcast, I talked about the chocolate chip recipe idea, where if you were going to bake a batch of chocolate chip cookies, you would go out, you would find a recipe, and you would follow it from beginning to end. You wouldn't go out and find 10 recipes and pick an ingredient from each. And when we talk about speakers stitching together their strategy, that's what we mean, is that they're like some, you know, they attended our podcast last week and or our webinar last week, and they got an idea and they went and used it. And then they got another idea from somewhere else and somebody's YouTube channel, and they're stitching together their strategy. Well, the strategy, the formula, is what allows you to pull in kind of all your ideas and make sure that they're a good fit. Jen, when you first, okay, so now we're going back 10 years in your career. I think it was 10, I don't know. I'm not very good at remembering things here. But when you first started with us in the Wealthy Speaker School, you didn't have any speaking engagements. You had a full-time job and 4 children. How important was it for you to have a formula to follow? Like, if you would have just gone out and started taking action, do you think that would have worked?
Oh my gosh, Jane. We were not only working 40-hour job, paying off debt, but we had a 2-hour commute. Plus, we were taking on other jobs and raising our 4 kids. And so having that formula was absolutely essential, because honestly, it's like you go into this big wide ocean and you know that there's a place in that ocean for you, but you can't see it. For me, I didn't know where to start, who was going to pay me. I had so much doubt on, can I do this? And having that formula was so helpful, because every day when I would get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to work on my business for 2 hours before going to work at 6, I knew exactly what I had to do and exactly what to work on. And it's so easy for my personality style to go down the bunny trail, to get lost on the bunny trail, follow the shiny things. And like you said, the chocolate chip cookie recipe, you have this person telling you should do this and this person telling you to do this, and you try to piece it together and it's frustrating, it's expensive, your energies are worn out, your time is worn out. And honestly, for those of you that have partners in life or spouses in life, when you have somebody that is like, hey, you know, what are you doing with all your time or the money? Where is it going? To be able to show them and say, here's the money, or here's the proof in the pudding, by following that formula and getting to there faster, it makes all the world of a difference, not only in your business, but also your relationships that way, in showing that, no, you're not wasting things. Here's the ROI. And so for me, it was absolutely essential to have, especially when I had 10 or 15 hours a week that I was working on this, and it had to be very focused, very intentional.
And let me just brag on you for a second. Your very first speech, $500. You've 10 times that, and then again, and so up over the 10,000 mark these days. And I think that that is just such an attribute. I love that you got to leave your job early, and we brought you into the school and employed you a little bit, not to the degree that you could leave your job entirely, but I think it helped further that along. And that makes me so happy, because now I've seen your family evolve to such a place that you're buying your first vacation property and then loving it so much you move into it. So that's, I think when you say, I didn't believe in myself, you know, one of the things that we built into our strategy, built into our formula, our recipe, is the mindset piece. That has become our secret weapon. because Jen, you and I did this webinar last week, how to find the money, how to get paid more in speaking. And we did this survey at the end because we had a chunk about mindset in the middle of it. And we asked everybody at the end, what are you going to work on? Were you surprised that almost everybody said they were going to work on the mindset piece the most?
Yeah, that was pretty surprising.
I thought for sure, because I said, you know, some of you are going to roll your eyes at this part. Not only did not roll their eyes, they were like, yeah, that's something I need to really work on to believe in myself more. Okay, so let me go back. We are going to have a few of our students going to the National Speakers Association conference this summer. I don't go to the conferences in the summer because it's really hard to tear me away from the lake. Right around that exact time is actually when we do a lot of family gatherings. So it's family and lake for me in the summer. So I don't go to the big national conferences. But what my advice will be to our people, well, they already have their Tom. So my advice to everybody else, though, is go and find your Tom. Find who Tom Winninger was for me, for yourself. And there's going to be somebody there who has a strategy that you can follow from beginning to end. And I would suggest that you even go to sessions that are about strategy, because you probably don't need more action items. You need to something to kind of glue them all together. One of my previous podcasts, we talked about tactics versus strategy. Tactics are the action items. They're the individual things. And when you go and you take the sip of water from the fire hose at a big convention with a lot going on and a lot of, you know, noise, the tactics are, you know, you're trying to grab like one thing that you can hang on to, but you need the strategy to kind of glue it all in place. And some of those tactics won't even be right for you yet or ever. And so you really want to have some sort of mill to run them through, some sort of funnel. I really want to say first, I have learned everything I know from NSA and I love NSA and the Canadian version of that, which has been my hometown. I've come back to Canada for 15 years and I've been a member of many, many, many different chapters. And what I really go there for now myself personally is the relationships, But then I come back and I have two mentors right now, Brooke Castillo, which is about mindset, and Dan Sullivan, which is about business strategy. That's what I apply, you know, one little tip or two little tips to, is to the strategies that I'm following. And I'm hoping our students will come back from NSA with a few ideas, but then plug it into their big picture strategy. So I know that when you were, you know, kind of working your way towards Jen, this like $500 to $10,000, that you have just stayed the course. And I think that you're coming back to it and following it over and over again. You know, you're our boots on the ground. You're out booking business today and tomorrow. And how important do you think it's been for our students to be able to follow this Ready, Aim, Fire process?
You know, Jean, we see people, as you know, come in at all different areas. They speak about all different things. They have all different backgrounds. And really how they approach the business can be so different. And it's so amazing to see once they start with the formula, to say, hey, here's the formula. Here's like the roadmap to doing it. Like you don't even have to, this is what works. It's so fun to see how they say that and they make it their own. Even though their revenue streams may be different, they may have different ways of doing it. The basis of everything they do, the skeleton of everything they do is based around that Ready, Aim, Fire process. And it makes it so rewarding to see on this side from the coaching side, to see them just take that and go to town with it. It's incredibly rewarding to see somebody who can't see, you know, who's going to hire them, or they experience all the fears and anxieties that I know I had when they started out. The questions, who was going to hire me? Who's going to pay me? Can I really do this? Can I actually do this? And seeing them have those same anxieties and fears and to be on this side of the spectrum and to be able to guide them along and say, yes, you can. Here's the tools and here's how to do it. It's just, it's so rewarding.
Yeah. Now we have a couple of exciting things coming up. I am in the middle this summer of writing The Wealthy Speaker 3.0. And let me tell you, it is a rewrite. I mean, this book is going to be so good. I'm auditioning all of the material to see if it makes it into 3.0 and not, there's a lot of stuff that is leaving, is getting left on the editing room floor in this situation because I want this book to be stellar. So The Wealthy Speaker 3.0 is going to be coming out in November, and we just so happen to be having our very own conference in November. Who knew? Called Marketing, Mindset, and Mastery. So we're going to go deep on the marketing. How can you walk away with a plan, a 90-day action plan to level up your business? We are going to run mindset through the entire program. And now that I've heard kind of some feedback from some speakers that, yes, they're working on it and that is something that they really, really need, that gives me more confidence to, you know, go into the mindset more deeply. The mastery piece, Kelly Swanson, who we have hired probably now, I don't know how many events I've run, but she's been at almost every single one of them. Kelly Swanson will come in with the mastery piece for humor and storytelling. And there, we know there's no better form of marketing than a great speech. So make sure you come over to speakerlauncher.com. And I don't know if we will be open to the general public yet. We want to make sure we have the first seats available to our school students. They get the deepest discounts as well. And my private coaching clients. And so we are super excited. That's happening in Florida, November 4 to 6. So Jen, that's going to be a lot of fun, don't you think?
Yeah, I just had someone asking me about this morning, like, hey, what's the ROI? And I'm like, you know, the agenda is going to be amazing, but really what I find amazing is the just the takeaways, that the little nuggets you can pick up along the way and to learn from people who are doing their business and kicking it is amazing. You're going to have a lot of your VIPs in the audience, I know. So these are not just people day one starting. These are people who are already doing really well and want to take it to that next level.
Yeah. Well, that I think is exactly the right words. Is we'll provide you with a 90-day strategy to take your business to the next level. And we have had some real magic in the room in years prior. We haven't had one in 2 years now, but we have had a lot of people do business together who have been in the room. We have had friendships that were born out of, hey, I roomed with you 4 years ago. Let me continue to room with you now. And we've had marriages, Jen. People have met in the room and gotten engaged and married. And that to me is just like, what? That is so cool. So it's like there's magic in the room, but I think that's very hard to explain as an ROI. I think probably focusing on the next level and perhaps building some relationships that will serve you over the next decade is.
And actually, Jane, I think I told you about this, is I actually, from that event, is the live events, got to meet one of my all-time favorite mentors as well. And I actually shared the stage with them not too long ago. So that was actually Miss Kelly Swanson. We both did an event together.
Cool. Oh my gosh. Yes, that's right. You and Kelly did business together. It was amazing. Like, just some really cool things happen, and that's really hard to put into a bullet point, that the magic happens in the room. But anyway, I hope you all, we'll put a link to the, if we're ready to unveil it to you, I don't know if we will be, we will put a link in the show notes for that so you can check it out. All right. Well, thank you so much for being here with me, Jen. I love hearing, like, I think we're kind of unfolding snippets of what's going on in your business to people. And I love that you're out there booking events all the time to be able to bring back to us. Well, somebody just asked me for this, and I saw this happening at an event recently. And so I really love that you are our person on the ground really kicking butt and taking names in the speaking industry. Thank you for being that for us, Jen.
Well, thank you guys. And we look forward to seeing you. Well, Dean, I can't wait to see you in person in November. We see each other quite a bit virtually.
Zoom.
A lot, actually.
That's right. It'll be so nice to get together. All right, everyone. With that, we will say see you soon, wealthy speakers. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to the Wealthy Speaker Podcast. If you need help building the speaking business of your dreams, head over to wealthyspeakerschool.com and take advantage of our 20-minute next step call. Thanks for listening to the Wealthy Speaker Podcast.